to tell what was going to happen, but the guys from the Mexicans stepped forward to greet them, and they all hit high fives. One of the La Libertad guys said, "Okay, let's get down." The huge sound system kicked in, and hip-hop blasted out over the field. They must have been able to hear us all the way to the center of Medellin. There was a military base nearby, and some of the soldiers came out to watch. Maybe that is why there was no trouble that day. A 17-year-old kid from La Libertad won the competition, and nobody argued about it. We all agreed he was the best dancer. I didn't have any hope that the dance-off would make permanent peace between the gangs, but I thought it was a start. Within 2 weeks, it was clear we hadn't started anything. Some of the Mexicans murdered the 12-year-old brother of one of the La Libertad gang members. They dragged the boy off a bus, tortured and killed him, and after that, open war was declared. By the time it was over, nearly all the Mexicans were dead. With that, I stopped believing that the peace movement could do anything. I went to some of the meetings, but I was easily bored. Sometimes I fooled around, pretending my hand